Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Woo! Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Leading the Way, and I have got a superwoman leading the way today. Our topic today is becoming a million-dollar speaker, so I want everybody to listen. Yes, I did say becoming a million-dollar speaker. Our lovely leading lady today was going to give us some amazing tools and tips and tricks and strategies on becoming a million-dollar speaker is somebody that I've known for a long time. She is a master speaker trainer. Her name is RV Robinson, and she is the master speaker trainer of RV Robinson International, LLC. So, RV, say good morning to all of our listeners. Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning, Michelle. So exciting to be here. Woo, I'm ready to go. I'm fired up and ready to go.
RV, are you ever not fired up and ready to go? Let's go with that question first. You are always ready to go and fired up. I know you. I love
you
it.
Too. You know, you are too.
Exactly. It's a lot of coffee, a lot of legally addictive stimulants, right? That's what we deal with. But, you know, I've heard people say in the past, they're like, oh, you can become a professional speaker and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I know you've got this really great event that we're going to talk about here during the radio show. But one thing I want to know, is it possible, you know, to become truly a million-dollar speaker?
Yes, it is possible. And it is, as long as you're trained, see, that's the key. People think that they can step on stage, make a lot of money, not be trained. Now, I'm not talking about getting paid $1 million for one speech. That's not what I'm talking about to be a million-dollar speaker. I'm talking about You've got your own program, you've got your own big-ticket item, you've got your own mastermind, or whatever it is that you show up to change the world, to change people's lives, whatever that program is. You put on your own event and you sell that program. You learn how to sell that program, and you can make over $100,000 in a weekend. Now, it won't take that many weekends before you've made $1 million in your first year.
I love it. And, you know, I think things have changed so much over the years, but just for current kind of not statistics, but the kind of current situation, in becoming a speaker, you talked about putting on your own event. So talk a little bit about that, because I see a lot of women that will say, I want to be, quote, booked as a speaker. How has speaking changed where now it sounds like you're saying host your own event? I mean, it sounds enticing because you get to control all the stuff, but you got to get attendees. So how has speaking changed from being booked to speak versus hosting your own? Thoughts?
All right. Good question. Speaking has changed like 180 degrees turnaround. So it used to be, yes, people would get paid to speak, and they would show up. They'd get paid $4,000 or $5,000 to speak for 1 hour or more. I mean, there's people like the CFO of Zappo gets $75,000 to speak because he doesn't want to speak. But everybody wants to know, how did he get so successful with Zappo? So there still are speaking engagements out there, but unless you're a celebrity, unless you're somebody, like the CFO of Zappo, or unless you're, you know, the guy with challenges, no arms and no legs, you're not going to get paid decent money. You're just going to get paid a little honorarium. The speaking engagements have dried up. Now, there's still some in corporate. There's still some in corporate. But, you know, you have to be highly funny and highly popular. So the average person that used to be able to do that and just pay their dues and go along and get trained and get this, that's just too far away. And who wants to wait that long? So now
right.
in the model has shifted, I said, 180 degrees. And what I mean by that is, you know, Michelle, there's a pay-to-play out there to get on stages now. And why is
yeah.
that? It's because too many promoters spend their time, their money, and it's very expensive to put on an event. My $1 million speaker summit cost me $30,000. I kid you not. By the time you get the AV person, by the time you get your videographer, by the time you get your photographer, by the time you pay for the food, by the time you rent the room, by the time you do pipe and drape, blah, 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 blah. So it's very expensive. So to have somebody invited from the outside to speak on that stage, and if they don't sell, see, it used to be people invited other speakers on stage, they sold, and in exchange, they took 50% of their sales. But what happens when you have speakers that can't sell? Now the promoter is
out
all
that
money.
Yeah.
That's, you know, oftentimes I've had like up to 13 speakers in a weekend. Back in those days, another change, back in those days, speakers got an hour to 90 minutes. So that's why in a three-day event, you could only have about 12 speakers, really, because everybody had about
right.
90 minutes. So if they have 90 minutes and they don't sell, now they just took up a spot and you just got stiffed. And I've had that happen. Believe me, I've had it happen. The second day I had four speakers, say Friday, and it wasn't until the sixth speaker on Saturday that things shook loose and people started going to the back of the room to buy. So that can
wow.
really put a promoter in serious trouble because there's no do-overs. So now
right.
promoters got tired of that. So promoters switched it and said, you pay to play, you keep your sales, whatever you sell. But guess what now is happening? There's a lot of events where it's lead gen. You can't even sell. So you're pinned. And I'm
right.
talking, Michelle, the numbers are getting ridiculous. The numbers are getting ridiculous. The first pay-to-play opportunity I did was really way back 17 years ago, which was really confusing, you know, because I
wow.
was still under the mindset of, you know, you're supposed to get paid. But it was worth every penny. It was $1,250, and it might as well have been $5,000 back 17 years ago, right? But what that did is it put me in the industry. I got another stage out of it. I made one sale, right? But I sold tickets. So I got every bit of my money back. I sold tickets to my friends, 10 friends, got every bit of the money back, and that's exactly what the promoter wanted. They wanted people, the speakers, to bring people to the event, and most speakers don't. They come, they
right.
take, and then they leave. And so that's why the model has changed now. And now the pay-to-play is not $1,250. The last one, I didn't do this, but the last one I saw a speaking spot, lead gen, $12,500. I couldn't believe it. So it's crazy.
It has
out there.
Changed. No, it has. And it's like, I love one thing you said earlier, and that is, I mean, I think, again, meeting so many, and our show's about women, right? Women in leadership and women leading the way. And it's like, I see so many women that have a wonderful message, right? They may be a book author. It's like, or they're looking to publish a book. They're wonderfully verbal, like you are, RV, where it's like you can just talk about anything, anyhow, anywhere. And yet they think, you know, again, they're just thinking, because I have a great message, I'm going to be booked to speak. So one of the things you said earlier was there's a system and a process to it. And I know with your $1 million speaker summit, that's a piece of it. But can you give us a little bit of maybe just a couple of tips that you can share?
Absolutely.
If somebody doesn't really have the toolkit ready and a game plan, what are a couple of things a professional speaker should do and know in a system so that they can get booked for speaking engagements or, like you said, do your own? I'm intrigued with that as well.
Right. And I'm talking about, too, getting on other people's stages. All right, when you say book for speaking engagement. Because those that are just booked, like, you know, booking people as a speaker, oftentimes those are free gigs anymore. They're free. You
right,
pay,
true.
You know, you get on stage, you know, it's free. So to make some money, it's really we need to get on bigger stages. So to get on bigger stages, here's what you do. I'm going to give you the formula. Number one, go to the event. right? I have people that call me and go, can I speak on your stage, Million Dollar Speaker Summit? I'm like, who are you? You've never even come. You've never even visited, right? So
like,
number one,
check out, do your reconnaissance, right? Do your research.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so go to it. So you make sure that that's the crowd and the people that you want to serve. Make sure it's your target market. So number one, go and support the event. Number two, the next time, work the event. Be a volunteer. You want to get on my stage or anybody else's. We love volunteers. Number three, bring some people to the event. Man, if you brought 10 people to Million Dollar, I would put you on stage for at least 5 minutes. That's just the way it goes because I want to show thank you. Not everybody will, not all promoters. But if you bring 10 people, the promoters are going to love you and they're going to do something special for you most of the time. All right, so bring people. Buy their program. Now, the people that are on my stage at Million Dollar, they're people that are in my six-month mastermind or my year-long mastermind. I always put them on my stage. So they have a sure way to get on that million-dollar stage. So those are, you know, four ways, what did I say, about four ways that you can serve. And I would say do them in that order, visit the event, volunteer, bring some people, and then buy that person's program. And then you'll be guaranteed to be on the stage.
I have to say, I mean, that's one of the things that's always impressed me about you is you've been cutting edge on the speaker industry because, I mean, I remember in the days, I'm going to date myself, and probably half of our listening audience won't even know what I'm talking about. But remember the days of the VHS tapes and, you know, the publicity kits that you had in your speaker one sheets that were actually printed in color, right? And you had them printed up and you had your business card in the presentation kit. And that's just such old school. But I love how you're saying take control. It's like be in charge of your own destiny. Because my experience too is like you, I've been asked to speak at events and they're, or it's like they say, hey, promote, which I do. And then the others don't. And that gets frustrating. So I want to hear about this Million Dollar Speaker Summit. And I know this is your brainchild. You've done it. What year is this? How many years have you been doing the Million Dollar Speaker Summit?
This is my fifth year. And I've done other events, you know, different than this. But this particular one, this is my fifth year.
This is your this. I know you were telling me about this. So it's more than one day. I know we're going to give everybody the dates. It's September 24th through 26th. But get us excited about what people are going to learn at the Million Dollar Speaker Summit. Go, baby. Tell us what it's going to be like for 3 days.
All right, I will. And I do want to mention that it is virtual. It's our first year going virtual, which I'm really excited about. At first, I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But I've got, you know, music coming. I've got a DJ. I've got all kinds of fun things that are in the million-dollar gift bag that's going to enhance your experience. But before I get in that, let me just share what it is you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to build your business by speaking. You're going to learn how to build a million-dollar business by speaking because I'm going to teach you how to create that million-dollar package and how to sell it from the platform, how to reach millions of people with it, especially now that we've gone virtual, and then how to create, how to create that million-dollar message, how to get it to millions, and how to make millions. That's in a nutshell. One, two, 3 days, boom. Yeah, and we're doing a lot of.
It's exciting.
It is exciting,
and
I'm going to just share how to speak virtually because that's what's different. So if you've been in the past years, this is different. This is a whole different show. It's a whole different presentation because the world has changed. So I've been able to adapt and pivot, and the event is pivoting too. And it's just going to be really exciting. You don't want to miss it this year of all years. So there you go.
I love it. And we're going to have I love this. And for our listeners, we're going to have a link on the site post show. So I want everybody to know post show, it's like we're going to have a discount opportunity for you to attend the Million Dollar Speaker Summit. So that part I'm super excited about. You know, I mean, Arvi, tell us one of the things. I mean, I I'm going to give you props, right? Because, you know, March 13th is a day for me in our business and CWI that will live in infamy. Not, you know, again, I didn't mean to go to World War II, but I just think it was such a telling day because, you know, the world changed for us and we had to go virtual immediately as an association. And you did the same thing. And I, if you don't mind, just talk to me about what that process was like for you, because you have absolutely, you know, you talk on how to show up in a virtual environment. You have given tips I've seen on, you know, how to like even frame yourself. Like I've made some changes based on what you said. And I'm just, how did you learn to do that? And that's amazing, because that's what is really, that's what's on our plate right now, is it's a different speaking environment. So talk about your journey with that.
Yeah. You know, it was really wild when I look back how that happened, because I just did it so fast. Now, I've been using Zoom and been in this world, in this environment, since 2015. So it wasn't hard for me to go virtual, because I've been doing webinars virtually and, you know, coaching virtually and all of that. But so when it hit, it was a matter of, I had an event on the books, which was Speak Up, Get Clients, which was April 8th. And so I was like digging my feet in March going, I'm still going to have the event, right? So I was digging my feet in. You know, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what day it was that I realized, maybe it was toward the end of March when I just saw everything being canceled like a, you know, like bowling pins being knocked down, that I called the hotel and canceled. And, of course, they said no problem. And then I took it virtual. My one day, like just like that, bam, I took it virtual for an entire day. I had 50, 60 people there. I ended up with like 55, you know, throughout most of the day. And I thought, this stuff really works. And then I thought, people need to know how to do this. I just was able to do it because I've done so many webinars in the past. And then I just started writing classes for Zoom Mastery, because that's the platform. You have to know that. And I guarantee, no matter how much you think you know Zoom, you don't, you know? Right. And then, virtual etiquette, how to even go to a meeting. I would see people, and it's like, hello, do you even know that you're on candid camera? You know?
Yeah.
So I saw a need for that, and then I started teaching seven different ways that people can speak virtually, and then I started teaching virtual presentation mastery, and then Facebook Live, because people don't know how, they know how to do a Facebook Live, but they don't know how to speak on one, so that it sets them up to build their business. Anytime and every time you speak, you need to make sure that you're speaking to grow your business. You're not speaking to goof around. You're not because it's going to hurt your reputation. It's going to hurt your brand, right? If you want to do TikTok, do TikTok, but practice, do it right, even those 15 seconds, and set it up to market your business, for heaven's sake. You know? If you want to goof around.
I love that, because I don't think – I want to say one thing here. It's like, I don't think people, you know, give enough. I think that we do now because we're almost 5 months into, you know, lockdown and since COVID hit. But it is, I mean, you've got to look at how you show up online. And trust me, I'm saying that because I need to change up some things in what I do as well. I mean, you're never perfect, you know, it's always about up-leveling, but you know, just take a small moment and look behind you on how you're coming across on the screen. Many times that's not, you know, what people look at. They just look at how they're coming across. But your background, people make assumptions on you and all you do. And can I, I know we're on such a short window, but I do want, tell us a couple of things, like walk us through the 3 days. What are people, you know, going to kind of experience in the 3 days? Can you, you know, kind of like, quote, whet our appetite a little bit here on what are some of the key things that come out in the 3 days?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, you're going to learn all about the benefits of speaking, of why you need to be speaking, that you're going to learn that you have your own message to share, that only you can share to people that can only hear it from you, and how important it is to get that message out. We're going to do a little bit of mathematic again, for those of for those people that kind of need to see some numbers as proof on how exactly one speaking engagement per week. Now, again, yes, it's going to be virtual right now. We are going to be in this virtual world, ladies, for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
I don't want to scare you, but this is reality, because people are learning to not only adapt to the online, but they're learning to not be so fast to go to a live event. And live events will be small for a while, but these 100, 200, 900 people events, it is going to take us a few years to get back there, but we will. We will. It'll change, but we will. So you got to learn how to do everything online. I digress. So I'm going to teach you the numbers and how one speaking engagement per week will multiply, and by the end of the year, you'll make over $1 million just by speaking once a week, following up, having your, and again, this is like a coaching program. I'm not even talking about a mastermind or a big ticket item. I'm talking about your normal product. If you use this one strategy, speaking every single week, and be consistent and get trained and practice, you can make as much money as you want to make. So I'm going to take you through that and how to do that. And, of course, there's some people that are still a little fearful, so I'm going to just give you three strategies to eliminate the fear if there's any kind of anxiety going on. We're going to get into storytelling and how important stories are, and I'm going to teach you four different stories that you need to have in your presentation, especially a longer one, not a five-minute one, but I'm going to go through that. And then we're going to learn, my speech sandwich, which is my speaking system. And then you're going to learn persuasive presentations and how to be more persuasive. And you're going to learn virtual etiquette and virtual speaking. And yeah, it's just going to be 3 days of dynamo information. I'm going to have videos. See, I want to share one of the biggest changes with speaking in this virtual environment. When you're speaking when you're speaking, let's say 30 minutes, speaking time has changed, and it's really gotten shorter in the virtual environment. But let's say you're going to do your 30-minute signature talk, and you're going to do it, you know, out there in front of, you know, some networking group that has, you know, your target market, whatever that is. It could be 25 people, 50 people. It could be, you know, CWI. It could be anything. Normally, I would say and train my students, you do not worry about a PowerPoint. You do not, because you don't know what environment you're going to be in. You're going to be in a hotel that maybe doesn't have anything. You're going to be in a restaurant. I've been in some crazy places speaking over the years. So you're not going to schlep the screen. You know, it's just too much. Forget it. But in this environment, I recommend it. I recommend that you do use your PowerPoint. I recommend that you do use video. Otherwise, you are just a little face in a gallery of people, and unless they put you on speaker mode or spotlight mode, you're just going to get lost. So how do you stand out with the PowerPoint? So that's what
really
I recommend.
Advice.
That's one of the changes that we made.
Yeah. Well, and I think how you do it, like so, what drives me crazy on Zoom, and I don't want to like spend time on it, but it's like you show up on Zoom and you're showing the PowerPoint, you really can't see the people's reactions, right? That's one of the things that I love most about being a speaker in person, is that you can kind of gauge the audience reaction. It's really hard to do that on Zoom, and it's like that part you got to kind of overcome. But maybe you talk on that at the Million Dollar Speaker Summit, do you?
I do, because you have to bring your A game on. There is no room.
Yay!
Yeah, there's no room. You can't warm up. And you're right, you can't see people's faces. They sometimes can't see yours either. So if what you have is your voice, you need to bring it on. You need to get that professional microphone so that you sound your best, look your best. I mean, you've got to bring it on a lot more, a lot stronger than when you're speaking live, because there's a lot more forgiveness when you're speaking live. Remember now, another big change I just want to share is that when you're speaking at an event, it's not recorded. It's not recorded. But when you speak on
Zoom. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes, but very seldom. I mean, one out of 50 times, maybe. But in Zoom, one out of one. Almost everybody records, whether it's maybe a happy hour that you're speaking at or any networking event. For some reason, they are recording it. So it's forever. So you've got to bring that game on.
That's, and then it'll be on social media forever. That's pretty good. You know, I've got a couple minutes left, my dear. I'm curious. I can hear some of the listeners out there, and they're going, "Oh, it's like, you know, is this made for me? You know, I'm not a professional speaker yet, or it's like I'm just thinking." Like, what kind of individual? I mean, what are some of the things that people talk on? Can it be anybody that's looking to be a speaker or thinks they have a message, or somebody that thinks maybe they don't know but they'd like to look into it? Who is the Million Dollar Speaker Summit for? If you can kind of give a couple of highlights of who it's for. Who's it for, Arvie?
It's for business owners that want to build a million-dollar business. It's for business owners. So it's not for the paid professional speaker. If you are one of those, then you'll learn a lot, especially about virtual speaking. But it's really geared for that business person that wants more business and they've tried everything else, or they want to be a better speaker. They've tried speaking, but maybe they even just want to be better. So it's for the business owner, entrepreneur, coaches, consultants that want to learn how to build their business with speaking.
Cool. That helps. And listeners, just, you know, if you're thinking about it and you want to know more about this, and especially if you're a business owner, boy, I can tell you how much money over the years, it's like I love to speak, but I never felt it was that important. And then years ago, you know, starting to get asked to speak was so beneficial over the years. I can't even stand it. But it is a different world right now. So, you know, take advantage of that. Again, for everybody, you're going to see the little discount link that is on our show page. And RV, just, I mean, I know how these things roll, and we're very proud and excited and Connected Women of Influence to be one of your sponsors and your partners for the event. But I think you have some other sponsors and partners, and, you know, I want to give any shout out to them, since those are the people that support you. I know how this works.
Sure. Well, we've got Infusionsoft, Keep, you know, coming. Darren Adams is so fun to watch. Well, he's even more fun when you get him in, you know, the little video box, because, again, he's got to even be more energetic. So Infusionsoft's going to be there. Direct Pay, which is my merchant account, are going to be there. They're actually putting some good things in the bag. It's not a swag bag, but it's to enhance your experience. Well, Darren is making caramels. He makes caramels. He's going to put caramels in the million-dollar bag. And Direct Pay, they're putting in a little squishy million-dollar squishy toy thing, you know.
Okay.
So you can sit there and play with that. But then we have some other sponsors sponsoring as well. So it's going to be a great 3 days. It's just going to be monumental 3 days. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, my gosh, me too. So, I mean, again, and like I said, I haven't been, so I know I'm going to be there. CWI is going to be there, so we're going to be making sure that we're represented well, and we're glad to be a sponsor. But I'm going to give you one – this is my big question to you. Leave, you know, 1 minute left for a question. If people want to reach out to you and find out more information along with the link that we're sending them as far as a discount, how do you want to be reached? How do you want people to find you if they want to know more information, or they have questions about it?
Well, anybody can find me on social media. I'm all over. It's just, you know, spell my name right. It's A-R-V-E-E, Robinson. Or you can just email me at ARVEE@ARVEERobinson.com. Either one is fine.
Your first name, your first name, make sure, A-R-V is in Victor, E-E, and then Robinson with an O-N at the end. That's how I look at it, right? I mean, I love it.
Yes.
And you know, again, I just, if I can ask you to leave us with one thing that's like inspirational or motivational, you know, anything that you can do to kind of wrap this up in a nice tidy bow, my dear. This has been a pleasure. I wish you the best on your $1 million speaker summit. We'll be there. I hope our listening audience will be there. But what is one thing that you can just uplift us with for a Monday morning and we can go out there and be better at what we do? No pressure.
All right. No pressure. Well, again, that everyone has a message, and that message will save somebody's life, their business, or even their soul. Your message is important, and people are waiting to hear your words.
Ooh, that's like a drop the mic kind of thing there. I love it. Damn. All right. Harvey, thank you for being my leading guest today. I can't wait to be at the $1 million Speaker Summit. You need to have just a little more coffee to start your day, and I'm just teasing. You have so much energy and so much punch. I mean, our listening audience, it's like, thank you for being loyal. Make sure you sign up for the $1 million Speaker Summit. I think most of you know at this point, we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We are, and I say this proudly, we are an international show, so we have international reach now, which is super exciting. But to all of you as female leaders, it's been my pleasure to be your host today. I know RV has enjoyed her time with us. And, you know, one thing for all of you, just remember, you're not perfect. And you're not done, and you know stuff, but you don't know everything. So get in there and learn more, and have a great week, and we'll see you on the next Women Lead Radio Show. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business, executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.